Good evening, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here. It's 8:05. I apologize for being 5 minutes late. Was waiting on the end of Matt LaFleur's press conference. Just heard from Matt and Kurt Benkert. Now it's time to hear from you fine folks. Hope you're all doing well wherever you are. The Packers falling to the Jets in preseason week two. Of course, none of that matters. It's a preseason game. The Benkert Bowl was enjoyable. I had a good time. Lots of depth, obviously, on display, given the fact that 32 Packers, including Jordan Love, were on the shelf. Some nice things in the run game. I thought Josh Nyman had a nice bounce-back game. Jack Heflin showed out a little bit. Kylan Hill, I believe, cemented himself as running back three. And, hey, Reggie Begleton and Malik Taylor have entered the chat. So, some fun stuff. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Thanks for sticking around. Start off with Dustin with a super chat. Hey, Aaron, thanks for doing this. Did Benkert play his way out of a practice squad and onto a 53-man roster today? Not necessarily. Still pretty much a numbers game, I would think. Well, we'll see. I don't think anything is won or lost by a preseason performance, but certainly helped his stock, whether it's here in Green Bay or elsewhere in the league. What else we got? We got David. Thanks, David. Thanks for the super chat. It's pretty cool that Kylan Hill is a Green Bay Packer. It is indeed. He actually just tweeted out a little bit ago his number, his draft stock number, 256, I think it was. He knows. He's got a chip on his shoulder. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. It's nice to watch a game that doesn't make my blood pressure skyrocket. Krista, well, yeah, when the results don't matter, it's like, whose line is it anyway? It's good. Practice squad. It's possible. Kurt could be on the practice squad. He could be on the 53. He could be on somebody else's 53. Those are all possibilities at this point. No doubt about it. Special teams still suck, says Aaron Harper. As I said on Twitter, don't judge anything when it comes to special teams just yet. When you've got 32 guys in street clothes, you're watching backups to backups who are also playing from scrimmage, who have not worked together at all during the week, not in any meaningful way. I mean, I get it. It's frustrating. There's no question about it. But when it comes to the coverage stuff, I'm not too concerned yet. Ask me again come week one. The one thing you can say about special teams, though, and the one thing that has been consistent is the inconsistency from J.K. Scott. A couple really nice punts and a horrible shank. A 21-yarder. It's inexcusable. You can't live with that. That's why I keep saying I got to believe, they're going to be looking at all 31 other teams. Who's on their squads? Who's going to be cut? Who might be on the street? They're going to, I would think, turn over every rock possible to try and see if there's somebody else they can bring in, because right now what JK is: inconsistent. You can't live with that. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Goop may have nailed the 2021 draft. Early returns are decent, no doubt about it, but long way to go. Would Jordan Love have played if it was a regular season game? No, Aaron Rodgers would have. Thank you. I'm here all night. Me likes some Hill, do you? I do like Hill. I like him a lot. I said coming into the preseason, everything he showed us at Nitschke Field for training camp was really promising, really solid, really consistent. The only question was, is would things change once, he got in some live action? I haven't seen anything change. I've seen him continue to grow and improve. And like I said, it depends. Sometimes you start getting hit and guys put the ball on the ground and that kind of starts to make the decision for you. And we kind of saw that tonight with Taylor putting it on the carpet. So, I'm not saying that one play is going to make the decision. Obviously not. But Hill's continued to produce. He's making the most of his opportunities. And right now, that is a fun-looking running back room with those three guys. No doubt about it. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. AJ is a truck. Truck, tank, choose your metaphor. He is all of that. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Just dropping in to say Yelly's back and go Pack go. I saw you had a bomb right at the start of the game. Thanks for all your hard work with Cheesehead TV and seeing an outstanding human like Corey around Green Bay as a sight for sore eyes. Keep rocking. Thank you, Joe. Very, very much appreciated. Doubtful to cut a player who cost a draft pick. If you're talking about JK, he cost a draft pick like 3 years ago. You can absolutely cut a player who was a draft pick 3 years ago. 100%. No doubt about it. I'm not saying they will, but they absolutely could. Funchess injury update. Haven't seen anything anywhere about his hamstring because they don't give us anything. In the preseason, the Packers don't have to share any information. So there's just nothing there. He's got an injury. He was injured in practice. And that's it. That's all we got. Da-ba-da-ba-da. The only good thing about JK, he won't be needed much with our offense. From your text to the football gods' ears. Does Jordan Love get any snaps during this year? I hope not, Legolas, because that means Aaron Rodgers is not on the field. I don't want that. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Hill homer in the first and a grand slam in the eighth. Had to share that with you. Thank you, Joe. Saw that. Somebody get JK some pants, please. Nobody, Brandy, I mean, just can we just focus on his performance, not his coterie? Thank you. Nagler, I'm buying a new Green Bay colored jersey. I'm between Jair, Dylan, and Amari. What do you buy between those three? Whew, baby. Probably Jair. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think they'll get him locked up long term, and he's the best player of those three. Very intrigued to see what TJ can do when he gets snaps alongside Kenny. Zach, no doubt about it. Not to mention, you know, a game where his snaps are somewhat limited, because you got a big guy like that. He's not going to be playing, you know, 30, 40, 50 snaps. He's going to be in the rotation along the defensive line. Bring him in fresh legs in the second half. Are you kidding me? Come on. That play, that sack he made today. Oh, gorgeous. The way he worked the guard and came in flying, the poor quarterback. There was a shot. I didn't get a chance to, they went too fast. There was a shot from like POV from behind the QB. Big, humongous TJ Slayton coming at him, and then he just like, oh, so great. Give me all of that in the third and fourth quarters. Caleb, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on Frankie Lowe's making the practice team? That's dubious. Let's say that. Grim Chief, thanks for the super chat. With JK struggles, maybe time for Rodgers to campaign to bring Tim Mastey back. The Ginger Wolverine. What's he doing? What's he up to now? Bring him back. Why not? Do I buy an Adams jersey? Ooh, Colby. I would say yes, but I know lots of people would tell you, I would hold off and wait till he signs that extension. But I think regardless of what he does going forward, he's a Packers legend already. So you can't go wrong. Heflin is a keeper. Philip, totally agree. I really like him. It'll be interesting to see what happens numbers-wise. But, yeah, maybe they put him on the practice squad. I think you're okay if you cut him. I highly doubt there's a team ready to pounce on the undrafted kid from Iowa, but you never know. But that said, yeah, I think if he's not on the 53, he's got practice squad written all over him. They keeping seven receivers, maybe. LaFleur has some tough decisions coming up. Well, Michael, they're not LaFleur's decisions. They're Gutekunst's decisions. LaFleur will lobby. LaFleur will be in the conversation. But the construction of the roster is down to Brian Gutekunst. That is his baby. Bengert be tripping. Literally. Any gains moments? Not as many as last week, David, but he flashed once or twice, especially in the second half. I love Amari. Today reminded me of a young Randall Cobb. Yeah, you saw some moves, especially ball in his hands after the catch. You saw some stuff. He went vertical a bunch today, too, which I don't think you'll see a ton of in the regular season. But, yeah, I like him a lot. I like him as a player, no doubt about it. Did any inside backers and defensive tackles have a good game? Inside linebackers. I thought Barnes played well early on. He was there. Burks got caught peeking in the backfield on that. I think it was to the tight end up the right sideline. He was like stuck in mud there. Other than that, I thought he played solid. Defensive tackles, Heflin played well. TJ Slayton played well. Yeah, there was some. Oh, and what was his name? There was another guy flashed early in the game. The name's escaping me. But yeah, there was some nice play all around. Funchess is injured. Correct, Mark. What? How did Jace do? Up and down. I know there were lots of people killing him on that third down when they were coming out of their own end zone. Giving him a drop there. That's a tough one, man. That's a bang-bang play. There's clearly contact at the top of the route. He's turning and the ball's already on him as he's disengaging from the linebacker. You know, okay, yeah. Would you call it a drop? Fine. But then also, give him props for that fantastic catch in the corner of the end zone on the touchdown, at least. You know, people just be ready to hate. I thought he did fine. Charlene is here. What's up, Charlene? Up at 4:30 a.m. to watch Packers preseason. Worth it. And make Ortiz and Pease to the GOAT, Big B. Big B. What's up, Big B? Charlene, thank you so much for the support, as always. Good to see you. Yeah, Slayton looks good. I agree, New York. Patrick, thanks again for the super chat. The misfire is back. You know, I'm trying to have a nice night, Patrick. I'm trying to have a good time. I think it's too soon to give up on Jace. I'd give him another season. Justin, I agree. I know there's people that are ready to run him out of town, but you got him for 2 weeks for free with a suspension. And then you got to make the decision. I think he's worth keeping for one more year, at least. Get everything you can out of him, because there's tons of upside there, as you saw in that touchdown. Of course, the counter to that is the inconsistency and the inability to stay on the field, right? And then you couple in the fact, is Rodgers ever going to throw that ball to him? Rodgers trust him enough? Doubtful. So I understand that argument, definitely. Devin, thanks for the super chat. Did Scott ever really beat Vogel out years ago? Also, what do you think really made HaHa Clinton Dix decline randomly? Well, those are, talk about random. Those are some random questions. Did Scott ever really beat Vogel out? I think he did. I think he showed the leg power and absolutely showed the potential that you would want. What do I think made HaHa Clinton Dix decline randomly? I don't think he declined randomly. I just think, you know, he was always, even the year he got traded, he had a really, you know, don't forget he had that great, he had a couple really nice plays in the secondary. One in particular was up the right sideline. I think it was against the Eagles, where he had a fantastic interception. And those were always there. It's just, you know, the idea that you've got to be consistent and physical at the safety position never really gelled for him. And he was never, you know, never got better in that regard. It's fine if you're making some big plays, but you've got to improve other facets of your game. And I don't think those ever improved for HaHa. That's just my unvarnished opinion. Overshadow, faux show. I don't know what that's about, but faux show, definitely. Packers Facebook being distraught about our third and fourth string getting beat by the Jets first and second is comical. Well, Jonathan, it depends on what part of Facebook you're hanging out in. Really. Hang out with the learned, knowing people. Mark, thanks for the super chat. Hung out last night playing 80s, 90s British tunes, and my wife and her sister talked about seeing some Aaron Nagler guy DJ at Park Central. Pappy. Wow. Small world. Yep, Park Central. Used to DJ there back in the day in Appleton, Wisconsin. I've told the story a million times, but I DJed the night before a Packers playoff game when the 49ers were in town, and I told everyone to run across the street and make noise at the Paper Valley to wake up, you know, Jerry Rice and Steve Young and all those guys. And I clearly am the reason the Packers won that playoff game. You're welcome. Yeah, Park Central, man. I used to spin there back in the day. Hang out with Matt Ramage on Facebook. Joey the Jaguar, that's a fantastic idea. See, Matt knows what's up. Isaac Yiddum or Josh Jackson, which looked better in their first preseason game? Isaac had a nice coverage, the one play I saw him play today. But that your question presupposes that I watch Giants preseason football. No thanks. I choose life. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. Who is GM Nagler keeping for the fourth edge rusher? Ooh, probably Tipa, however you want to say his name. Just because I love the kid, but not really, because I don't think he can hold up against the run in the NFL. But if you bring him as a specialist on third downs in obvious passing situations. Realistically, probably Garvin. That would be my guess. Maybe Chauncey Rivers. I think Rivers has flashed really nicely in practice. Both the ones I was there for and this week against the Jets, Wednesday and Thursday, seem to continue on from where he left off. So I think Rivers is going to make a run at it, definitely. Grim Chief, thanks for the super chat. Never seen a safety take worse pursuit angles than HaHa. Yeah, well, that was never a strong suit. Little late to the party here, but why the hell is our special team so poor? Matt, like I've said it many times, there 32 guys on the shelf is going to lead to performances like you saw today, especially in coverage. You got backups to backups who are also playing from scrimmage, who aren't working together during the week, not in any true meaningful way. Yeah, things get messed up. They also had some nice plays, right? And everyone gets upset about the big return. But, you know, they also had a nice return from Reggie Begleton. You know, they also had great kickoff coverage on the very first kick of the game. Like, there are bright spots. But one big return, everyone's like, oh, we're shit. And I'm not saying it's not frustrating. I'm not saying it's not bad. But it's like, there's context to it, you know? Is the Oren Burks hype I've been hearing for real? I had kind of written him off. I don't think he's turned the corner. But even if he has, you know, I don't know, man. I doubt it. I said last week, I didn't know how much to believe outside of the fact that Joe Barry sent him on A-gap blitzes a bunch. And yeah, you got to complete the job, right? You got to make the tackle or hit the quarterback, make the sack, et cetera. But it's a hell of a lot easier to say, see ball, hit, you know, get ball, et cetera, go get the quarterback than actually having to take the correct steps, take the correct angles, diagnose plays, which he did not on that big play up the right sideline. You know, that. Yeah, I mean, I think he's a really good special teams player, and he has value. That's clearly been his value in Green Bay the last 2 years. But is he suddenly a player at inside backer? Dubious. Very dubious. Oh, I love it. Wait, what? I don't know what that means, but cool. Don't forget Kingsley Keke. I would never forget Kingsley Keke. Trubisky to touchdown Whitewater, Rodgers grimace. Oh, I think it was a beautiful moment. The Bears getting scored on by Trubisky to touchdown Jesus. That was a beautiful moment in NFL history this afternoon. Also, Max, what's the deal with the cuts? Is the schedule different this year when it has to be finalized? Yes. The next cut down is to 80. They went down to 85 this week. They're down to 80 on Tuesday. And then there are the final cuts to 53 in the 60-man practice squad are the Tuesday. Usually they've done it in the past. They've done it on a Saturday. But this year they'll be on a Tuesday afternoon after the final preseason game. So, and then we've got Labor Day weekend off. And then it's week one, which I can't wait for. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers. Yes, the Packers lost a preseason game, which is completely meaningless, so don't let it ruin your day or your weekend or whatever. But what you really should do is hit like on this video and subscribe to the channel and tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.